Locally there in Sligo, Sligo currently has three female councillors. Obviously, Nessa Cosgrove of the Labour Party has been elected to the Shannon, and congratulations to her, it's a fantastic result. And I suppose we'd be urging the party locally then in Sligo to co-opt a woman into Senator Cosgrove's seat, you know, to avoid any retrograde step for Sligo. We don't want to see the numbers drop from three down, you know, because it's still a relatively low number. So we'd like to see, obviously, the Labour Party co-opting a woman into that seat. And obviously, Eileen Flynn, elected to the Shannon in Donegal, significant achievement and fair play to her. Congratulations. And Eileen, of course, was one of the Taoiseach's nominees the last time around when she was senator. So she has been a sitting senator, but this is her first time to be elected in her own right to the Shannon, the first traveller woman to be elected into the Shannon. So it's a significant piece of history as well. So congrats to both of those women.
Do you feel that what we've seen over the weekend will maybe encourage more women to put their name on ballot papers?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, it goes back to the same message about if you can't see it, you can't be it. So, you know, the more women that we see in positions of power and in government and in politics and in local government, you know, it all helps to increase awareness and to see other women doing the job, you know, it all helps. So absolutely, it's about having balanced decision making, and local government at a county council level, you know, that's where decisions are made that affect our everyday lives throughout the country.